All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the lounge. This is the first episode of 2025 and first one of the semester, so we're good to have everybody back. I got a special guest with me, William Schenck. So how you doing, Will?
Doing great.
So this is his first time on the show, so how do you feel?
Yeah, honored to be on the show.
Have you heard anything about, like, my show before?
No, not much. Just, no?
I don't think I explained it to you a whole lot. So, and then have you ever been on a podcast before?
No.
So this is your first time?
Yeah, it's something that, like, my friends will talk about doing, but we've never done it.
Do your friends have them?
No.
No?
No, but we have, like, just some good talks, and we're like, yeah, we should make a podcast, but never have, so this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good way to just, like, express your thoughts, but,
Do you go back and listen much?
You know, we have the whole list, so I would assume we have, like, around, like, 50 or so episodes, something. Like, I gotta count, because, like, if we get to, like, a milestone soon, I'm gonna have to celebrate it, you know?
Yeah.
So for the people that are listening, because we got live listeners, and we got people that listen on, like, Spotify.
Yeah.
So they don't know who you are. So tell a little bit about yourself.
My name is Will Schenck. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, so just about an hour and a half away. Came to Marquette because a lot of people asked me why I didn't go to Madison. I wanted to go somewhere else because I'd lived there my whole life, and it's an awesome city, but I wanted to experience something different. Mm-hmm. And Marquette's pretty nice, being able to be close enough to home. When I was deciding on school, I was down to, like, Marquette and two other schools that were exactly the same thing, so I was like, might as well be somewhat close to home.
Nice.
And it's turned out really well. I love it here. So, I'm into same major as Zach here, so we're both exercise physiology majors, and we're both actually going down the same path. We're applying to the physical therapy program here.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's good. We meet people that are on the same track.
Yeah, so there's, in our major, lots of people are
already
most people are in the physical therapy program when they start out as freshmen. There's just very few of us who apply junior year.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Zach are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm big into music, lifting weights, and I like to play basketball too. I'm a practice player for the women's basketball.
I was about to ask. I was about to tell the people your role. So you play basketball.
Usually people are pretty interested.
And then if you watch it's also a game day, which I forgot to mention. And if you look on the TV, you might see Will.
You might see me, in a couple hours because a pretty important job wiping up the sweat, keeping everybody safe.
What's the title called for that? Do you know?
I mean, I call it, like, sweat wiper, but we don't have an official title. It's because the job is through facilities, so it's like events assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty fun. We get to be right courtside, basically.
I know. I was asking you about this because we were talking earlier this week, but how many years of this is your first year doing it?
Yeah, I worked, I had this job starting last year, and so we were mostly at Valley Fields just sitting around down there doing whatever they needed us to do, but then we also work at games, and since I've been around for a while, they like me, they only want the best of the best,
games. Yeah. Do you do the women's games too, or no?
Sometimes? Yeah.
I know those people, like, do the volleyball games, and they help, like, set up and stuff. Yeah. But I think the club, like, men's club volleyball also helps.
The men's club volleyball sets up for the volleyball games, which is, like, so bad.
They don't know how to do it?
No. I'm sure they're good at it, but it's super hard.
Like, really?
Because the volleyball team plays on this, it's called Terraflex, super thin court.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, arduous to set up.
Really? Is there, like, multiple parts? Is it like a basketball court where it's, like, you have to put the pieces?
Yeah, kind of. But they're, like, big rugs. They're, like, just very thin, and you just have to dolly them all out in these carts and then lay them out. It just takes a long time.
Yeah, I've never, because I mean I played volleyball, like, in high school, but I've never played on that, like, type of volleyball specific floor. I've only played on hardwood.
Yeah, I mean, I think most teams just play on hardwood, but Marquette wants that.
I don't know, I feel like that it's like a good, like, floor to play on, because then I don't even know, I just feel like you would get less, like, burns.
Oh yeah, probably.
You know, because I mean, when I played, I had so many. Like, I did away with the knee pads for some reason.
Yeah.
Didn't wear the knee pads, so, yeah. Like, my knees were cooked.
Did
like,
you play all 4 years?
Yeah, well, three, technically. One of the years got cut off by COVID.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't think I knew that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I played all 4 years. Was a defensive guy. Nice. Didn't really do anything at the net because I was too short to play.
Yeah. Were you a baller?
Yeah, I was a libero, so I don't know. I like digs and stuff. I like they come. I got pretty good at those, and I got pretty decent at returning like jump serves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was like my like high school volleyball experience was like really good compared to like other sports because obviously everything's different. But yeah, volleyball. I had like my coach was like really trusted in me. So I was like, I always played and stuff, which kept me happy. Because obviously, if you're not playing, then it's like kind of tough. Yeah. So I played a whole lot. And
did you guys have a team for a while? Like, how long had the team been there?
I think since the early 2000s. I know men's volleyball is like, I think it's growing in high school.
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot of schools that don't have it. And like, Marquette,
my freshman year of high school was the first year we had a men's volleyball team.
Yeah, and even Marquette doesn't even have like a men's official team.
Yeah.
They have a club team, but they don't have like an actual D1 team.
Yeah. And that also has to do with, like, Title IX or whatever, because they have to have a certain number of, equal male
exactly.
and female sports.
But, yeah, I loved playing volleyball, played intramural volleyball here, four-on-four league.
Nice. Dang, that's
yeah, at the Annex.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have a court back there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Did you play any high school sports?
Yeah, I played basketball all 4 years, and then I did track all 4 years, and I did cross country for my freshman year, and I loved cross country. I loved like running, actually.
Running?
Yeah, I would just, my high school's pretty close to downtown Madison, and it's right on a lake, and it's just such a beautiful area.
Nice.
It's so fun to just run around the city, and I was pretty good, but I wanted to like get bigger for basketball, or at least that's what I thought. So.
Yeah.
I thought it wouldn't work together.
Well, you're a tall guy, so you can play basketball, right?
Yeah, probably could have done both, but
what position in basketball were you? Like a center?
I was mostly a center. I mean, I'm 6'3", which is tall but not that tall. so I was mostly a center. We had 2 6'7" guys on our team, but they weren't very good. So
you were 6'7"? How could you be 6'7" and not be good at basketball?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So I played center mostly, which was fun.
Yeah. Could you shoot the three or nah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
she'd put up a couple of games.
And now you give the women's team tough time when you go up against them.
Yeah. This summer I played a bunch of beach volleyball. That was super fun.
Yeah, dude, beach volleyball is,
so
is great. I played it in Mexico over our winter break with like people from the hotel and everything.
Yeah.
I thought it was so fun. It's like it's a lot different than actual volleyball because it's harder to move because sand is – it's harder to move on sand.
Yeah, it's hard to move. Yeah, and you can't, like, jump as high,
less
really.
Players, too. So
mm-hmm.
you have to kind of strategize your play style. But
well, what's the, like, normal number of players?
I usually see, like, in professional – I think it could be any, like – but the professionals, I usually see around 2-on-2.
Yeah, doubles.
Doubles.
Whatever. Yeah, that's crazy.
And
like, you got to run around so
much. Well, yeah,
much.
If you watch them, like – I don't know how, like, it would be, like, going all the way across the court, and they'd, like, hit it up, and then they'd get it over, and then you have to run back, and then the ball is going to come back, like, you have to get ready.
Yeah, they all look like they're in super good, like, they're all shredded.
They all have, like, a specific volleyball-type build.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there was, like, when we were in Mexico, there was these two people from Vancouver, I think, like, just, like, you could tell, like, it was, like, a couple, you could tell they just play beach volleyball, because, like, just their body type and stuff. Just kind of skinny, but like kind of muscular in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, beach volleyball at we would play like at Madison's campus this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my friends play volleyball, and we just go down there, and it's like I'd never seen pickup beach volleyball. There's tons of people.
Yeah,
like four courts, and
yeah.
people always waiting to get in games. So
if you've been to the Chicago beaches, there's just so many courts and nets.
Yeah.
They set up the nets, like, every like, evening at, like, 4 o'clock, and then people just show up to play. They
mm-hmm.
have, like, lights and stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
they probably have leagues, too.
Yeah, exactly. Leagues.
That'd be super fun.
I don't know. I feel like if you do, like, a doubles league, you have to know how to, like,
you gotta be kinda good.
Spike it and stuff. And for me, like, Yeah. The height is always going to be an issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I complain a lot about my height, but it also helped me to play another position. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to be good on offense, you'll be good at defense.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I like about volleyball. You don't have to... I kind of proved it to myself that you don't have to be, like, a tall player to play, like, a specific sport.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, I don't know about that. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Like, obviously, like, a shorter person could, like... play well and stuff. It's just there. I feel like they're at a disadvantage, like at a sport than basketball. You know
yeah,
what
it's
I mean?
Interesting you say that though, because people always think of it as, you know, being tall is a big advantage, which it usually, I mean, it almost always is in basketball, usually in volleyball. But like you said, like in volleyball, it
you play defense.
Gave you a little bit of an advantage because you were probably
like quicker, closer to the ground.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
can like
closer to the ground.
More,
too.
Ooh, more diving and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. Like when, like I was in a basketball league over the summer. I was the shortest one on the team, and
yeah.
I, like, could not get to the basket at all.
Yeah.
Because you're playing against, like, grown men,
mm.
and those guys are, like, all 6 foot.
Yeah.
Like, your height, essentially. So
yeah, and they're huge.
I have a guy, like, their smallest guy is 5'11", 5'10", and they're on me. So, like, I have to shake off a guy that's a good 6-7 inches taller than me.
Yeah. That's what you got to do when you as you get older. You got to play in leagues. That's what I feel like. Because,
yeah.
You gotta like once you have a job and you're busy, you have to find time to
de-stress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to be with the fellas.
Mm-hmm. So my dad did a lot of leagues. He did a 16-inch softball team.
Nice, yes. Yeah,
which is something that I want to do. Like,
yeah, all
summer.
My uncles did softball.
Softball is so fun.
Yeah.
They actually softball was a sport in my middle school. Like it was
really?
A middle school sport for
That's
me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and. My grandpa was a huge player who he actually might be listening right now.
Yeah.
Because he listens to my shows. But so he's growing up in the city. And 16-inch softball is like a huge deal
mm-hmm.
in Chicago. So he probably played for like 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So next time I see him, I'm going to ask, like, when did you first play? He probably when he was a teenager. And then he played up until like his 60s or something like that.
Yeah, I wonder when softball became, like, a girls' sport, predominantly.
Yeah, and it's also, yeah, my sister played fast pitch. But
yeah.
Have you played slow pitch?
No.
Where it's like like with the big ball? It's
no,
like
I don't
16
know
inch.
What the difference is.
So, fast pitch is, like, similar to baseball,
mm-hmm.
essentially, and it's like,
the
like, obviously, like, the women's, like, how they play
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But slow pitch, so 16 inch, it's a 16 inch round ball.
Yeah, which is. Bigger than
it's
that.
Huge
yeah
and you don't play with your glove you don't play
oh,
with
okay.
it's all bare hands
oh, okay
mm-hmm.
yeah that's fun
yeah so and that was the sport we played in like middle school so like,
yeah
you
that
have,
was awesome
you have like kids with like smaller hands playing like
probably have to like two hand throw it
well I mean yeah it's definitely an adjustment because it's obviously heavier and like the way you pitch you have to throw it up in the air and it has to be in between like I don't know the parameters it has to be a certain height. And
yeah.
then there's a plate, and then it has to land in the strike zone around the
okay.
plate. So if it lands outside, it's a ball. But if it lands in that, like, little zone.
You said you pitch it underhand?
Yeah, you pitch it underhand, throw it up high, and then you can run up to it and hit it.
Nice.
It's yeah. definitely tough to do, especially as a young kid when I played. But it's a really fun sport. So
mm-hmm.
I played shortstop for that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. The lefty shortstop.
Yeah, you would be a shortstop. Oh, yeah.
Non-ideal. Because when I played baseball, I was always center field. I never played the infield because
mm-hmm.
they don't really put lefties in the infield except first base.
Yeah, that's what you have to, like,
you have
really
to,
good at your footwork.
Well, yeah. So, like, if you, let's say I'm getting the ball here
mm-hmm.
from a plate. The people listening don't know where I'm pointing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you get the ball and the right-handed person automatically just goes into a throwing motion.
Yeah, exactly.
And the lefty has to turn all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I guess it's like a half a second, you know?
Yeah,
so giving the runner the advantage there.
So there's probably not many lefty shortstops.
Nah, in the MLB, I don't think there is any.
Probably none.
Same
yeah.
with, like, catchers, too. There's no lefty catchers.
Yeah. Why would it be a disadvantage at catcher?
I don't know. Because most batters are righty. So, like, if someone's stealing, you can... eat, like the
oh, okay.
the batter's not in the way,
yeah, got
but
it.
But like obviously there's lefties.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I honestly should know this. The last like lefty catcher, or if there is one in the MLB,
Yeah.
But,
man, you got to change the system, Zach.
I'm trying to advocate for left-handed people.
Yeah. Got to let us run to third base first.
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's why, I mean, that's why. So we're taking a class called, cognitive and motor learning.
Yeah.
And I think I explained this to you. I want to know the basis of like left-handedness and right-handedness.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Cause I know it's like your right side of the brain controls your left side. It's kind of that. It's kind of crossed. But yeah. I want to know, like, if that's, like, observational, too.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, like, you learn how to do it based on, like, looking at someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, handedness is, like, super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, I don't know if you would agree, but it seems like left-handed people are always better with their right hand than right-handed people
are
with their left
hand. I suck with my right
hand. Yeah, but, like, you use scissors with your right hand, right?
No, I use
You have left-handed scissors?
I do have left-handed scissors, okay. Actually.
Nice. So society has compensated for you.
Yeah. My mom got me
nice
left-handed scissors randomly.
Yeah, but I don't know. And then, like, in the lecture halls we have here, most of the desks are right-handed.
Yeah.
There's a couple of left-handed ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's, they're, like, on the corner.
They're in the corner, yeah. So in the
far away from everyone.
In Kramer 004. Sophomore year,
yeah.
Always, and freshman year, I always sat on the far left side.
Yeah, far left. I actually remember that.
You remember? Because I was like, you know, the lefty desk is so clutch.
Yeah. Until I raised you over to me and you came and sat with us.
You reeled me
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, like, back on the, like, the observational learning, because it's, like, weird, because I do everything lefty, but I bat. Swing righty.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if that's, like, observed or if I just learn how to do it that way. Because my brother...
If you, like, watched your brother
do
it. Yeah,
exactly. So he was always righty and stuff. And I was watching him growing up, like, playing sports and everything. And I guess I just picked it up and did that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case. I don't know. It's a good question to ask our professor.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, she would have something to say about that.
But I just think... I think being left-handed is a good, like, talking point. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it's just interesting because it's like, 10% of the world or something like that?
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Which is wild to me.
I know a lot of left-handers, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah. My grandma was left-handed and she'd always get super excited when other people were.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like I love when I'm writing something and everybody's like, oh, I forgot you're lefty. I'm like.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know. Like, honestly, it just like.
Makes
I don't
you
even
feel special.
Exactly. Because I don't notice if people are right-handed. Even if I don't even notice if people are left-handed, I just don't notice.
Yeah, I always notice when I'm watching basketball, like someone's left-handed.
Yeah, exactly. Like James Harden,
mm-hmm.
Or is it Kevin Durant left-handed?
No, he's right-handed.
Okay,
but like Cam Jones is left-handed and Sean Jones too.
Mm-hmm. And Chase Ross.
Yep. And I feel like lefties shoot differently. Actually, they're more like turned towards the hoop or turned away from the hoop.
I'd have to look at it, but
yeah. I don't know. Just from watching. I don't know if that's true consistently. But,
yeah. They do have good shots, though.
Yeah. I'm taking this intro to the New Testament class, which is super cool.
You were explaining this to me in your apartment, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The professor's awesome. He's just, like, so fired up. He's one of those dudes. Just whenever he talks, his eyes are so big, and he's, like, leaning forward. It's so great. But
is he a priest?
No, he's not. He's been a professor for a long time.
Nice.
And he was talking about our last class about handedness and
in
the time of the New Testament and how important like right hand versus left hand was. So everybody was right handed, like
right.
Even if you weren't,
they forced you.
Because the right hand was like. Honorable and the left hand was unclean.
Mm-hmm.
So the purity laws were a big thing. So clean versus unclean.
Right.
You have like people who are clean versus unclean and then things too. And everything that's like clean you would do with your right hand. So if I were to greet you, I'd shake your right hand, of course. Or if I were to hug you, I'd hug you just with my right arm.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't include the left arm.
Wow.
Yeah. And... You know, write with your right hand no matter what. Eat, of course, because when you do your business, you clean up with your left hand.
With your left hand, right.
Your sanitation isn't very good.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, That was interesting.
Yeah.
You don't really get a choice.
I know. I did read that, like, they did force people to use their right hand, especially, like, with the writing and stuff. But I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, I'm not forced to do
it. Yeah. Yeah, like my girlfriend, too. She's left-handed.
She is?
I always make fun of her, say it's the sign of the devil. Because she's also a ginger, so...
Oh.
She definitely got the devil in. Not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm the only one in my family, like my immediate family, that's lefty. And then out of all like my cousins, my younger cousin that's a year younger than me, he's lefty. So I think we're the only two lefty.
Yeah.
And I think my grandma's lefty.
Yeah.
But she, I think she like burned her hand or something like that. So like she had to force to do everything right-handed.
Hmm.
I think this is a story I'm going to have to double check with my father about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my girlfriend's brother was left-handed and he broke it twice and just became right-handed.
Yeah. I wonder if does he know how to do stuff with the left hand now? Or is he like ambidextrous?
Probably.
Those people are cool.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are pretty equal.
Switch hitters in baseball.
Yeah, how do you think?
That's what my parents wanted me to do.
Yeah.
They were like, you should be a switch hitter because,
yeah,
like, you have lefty, you're closer to first base. And
Yeah. Plus, yeah, pitchers, I guess, don't know how to prepare for you as well. But, yeah, how do you decide as a switch hitter when to go up? And when
it's always based on...
Oh, it's based on the pitcher.
The pitcher. So yeah. If they're throwing lefty, you want to bat righty.
Because,
like... The way that you're batting and like you're looking over. So if you're a right-handed hitter and they're a right-handed pitcher, it's harder for you to pick up the ball because like it's more that way. When it's a lefty, you can see more of it.
Plus they're sideways to you, so the ball's like
So you could see the release point better.
You can see the release point better, and plus it's like a little bit farther away, so there's a little bit more time.
Exactly.
I think
so, but
yeah. You don't know something crazy I was looking at? The evolutionary reason for beards, which I think is not like...
Where'd you read that?
I can't remember.
Oh, you got the nice beard.
On the internet somewhere. Yeah, so I think it's not like certain, but they think that it's people develop beards because for hand-to-hand combat. Because that would be pretty a lot more common than it is today, a long time ago. And there's been studies where, like, if you are punched in the face or any kind of blow to the face, the amount of hair you have on your face, like, significantly reduces the force. Which is
where do you read this?
I don't know. On the internet.
Just know about that? Googling about beards?
Yeah, but isn't that crazy that, like, just some hair on your face could because it just disperses the force over
I guess,
all
yeah,
those
it's a little cushion,
hairs.
Little face armor.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, at least that. Well, now I can't punch you in the face now.
Well, you could. It wouldn't do as much damage as you would hope. Yeah.
Your XP will be lower or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm doing it, because I get into so many fights, you know me.
Yeah. When did you start growing the beard? Over break, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over break just for fun because I was just laying around all break. So I had hip surgery.
So you know.
I was like, you're just in my house almost all day every day. So I was just
yeah, grow the
might
beard.
As well not shave. I don't want to do that.
What is your girlfriend's name is Jacqueline, right?
Yeah.
What does she think of the beard?
She likes it.
She likes it. Yeah. Does she like the mustache? We keep the mustache.
Yeah, I had a mustache like freshman year.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. Me and Owen were mustache
buddies
for a little bit. But
would you go back to it or no?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. She liked that. I feel like girls like mustaches a lot for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, but
yeah.
I can grow it too, except I just need to shave it sometimes.
You got this.
But I get the just like I think the stubble looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it starts like growing a little bit more, then I'm like, and it's all right, but.
Yeah, no, it gets kind of ratty.
It gets like, yeah, exactly.
But beards are interesting because they keep, like, developing a lot longer than, other characteristics. Like, you're never going to get taller, and you can get stronger, but only if you, like, work really hard at it.
Right.
But your facial hair, a lot of people, like, get their most full facial hair in their 40s or something.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you see the point guard for Purdue?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has, like, a full beard. He looks like Cooper Kupp now.
Yeah. He looks scary. It's cool.
You know, and then they're just like, how is this dude? This dude doesn't look like he's in college, you know? I don't even know. Is he, like, isn't he a grad student, too?
He might be. So many college athletes are in their fifth or sixth year.
Yeah, I know.
Time to get a job.
Time to hit up LinkedIn, bro. Yeah. Did you see that guy that, like, it was his last year, and he said, I'm committing to, like, LinkedIn or something like that?
No. That's awesome.
He made, like, a whole, like, commitment post to LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If I were a college athlete, I would try to make the most out of it, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's got to be so much fun.
So much fun, but so, like, hard at the same time. Because it's a big commitment, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I think also, like, being a college athlete is really great preparation for life if you can, like, succeed in being an athlete and a student.
And you're around them quite a bit, too. So
Yeah, I mean, I think I have this woman, like, through Marquette Mentors that I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So she's my mentor, I guess. And she's super cool. She played, so they're all, this program is all alumni of Marquette.
Yeah.
And she played basketball here.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And she said that was, like, one of the, you know.
It does look
best
a lot of
preparation
fun,
for her because she was going to physical therapy school here and playing basketball at the
That's
same
awesome.
Time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Not easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, I don't know. It's like, because my parents always told me, like, it was always like, you're selling your soul to the devil, essentially. Because, like, you're just so committed, like, you can't do anything else except the sport.
But, yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you love the sport so much, like, why would you want to, like, why would you want to stop that, essentially? Like, you're that good enough to play D1, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, commit to your craft, essentially.
Plus, just being on a team like that is...
Being on a team is so...
It's
great.
It's one of the most beautiful experiences, I feel like, in life. Like, in high school basketball, when we would get, you know, partway through the season, we'd, like, really be meshing. And
yeah, exactly.
Like,
good chem.
Oh, my gosh. It feels so good.
Yeah, having good chem is one of the best, like...
Yeah.
And that the good example is with the men's basketball team.
Yeah.
They have insane team chemistry.
Oh, yeah. With, like, seven guys.
Seven guys that mostly play, but they...
But you could tell, like, all the time they just love it. And
exactly.
You can tell they're having so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Having team chemistry, like, that's one of the best parts about having it, like, being on a team is, like, being connected with all your teammates
and
stuff.
And it all feeds off of each other.
Yeah, you build off of each other. They definitely do that. Like, someone gets hyped and then all of them get hyped. It's like, it's like a chain reaction. But how does it feel to be that close to them, though? Like, when they're actually playing and stuff.
It's cool. I'm like, a lot of the time I'm, you know, we're all behind all the camera people and the TV people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're blocked off a little bit. We're not right on the court. But it's pretty cool to, like, you get to hear what they're saying
exactly.
And stuff. And when I go out there, like, there's two jobs in my job. There's the towel guy who wipes up acute sweat. So, like, if someone falls down, you go get it.
You go get it, yeah.
And then at timeouts, there's a mopper who goes out and, like, mops
the paint
area. So if you're doing the towel, like, sometimes I'll have to, like, kind of ask players to move because they're in my way.
That's so cool, dude. That's so cool.
So you get to hear what they're saying sometimes.
Yeah. Do they say anything, like, funny or no? Or do they talk trash sometimes?
I've heard a little bit of it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like just watching the games, I can, like, some of the guys on Marquette, they're just always talking. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yappers, man.
The most fun game was the one in the Owl.
I wish I was able to go to that, dude. I didn't go. That's so unfortunate.
It was awesome just because it was so loud. It was also a good game. Like, we ended up winning by 18 or 20, I think.
But it was close, right?
Like, we almost lost to George Mason.
But
at that game, since it's a much smaller gym, we were sitting a lot closer to the game, so it was really cool. Like, to be able to see everything.
That's so cool.
At one point, Cam Jones got fouled and, like, fell down, just, like, fell right onto me, and he was so sweaty.
Oh. You're like, hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That was funny.
Let me do my job here.
And then at the end of the game...
Wasn't there a fight? Not a fight, but interactions with the players.
Yeah. The end of the game, like, we were winning. It was over. It was probably 30 seconds left, and they had no chance. and Ben Gold kind of got a breakaway, and he was going up for a layup or a dunk, and got like hard fouled and fell to the ground. And so I immediately popped right up because I was going to go wipe up the sweat where he fell. But as soon as I popped up, Cam Jones was like right there.
You're like, no, get out of the way.
Ready to like fight this kid who hit him. I was just standing there. I was like, this is so
stupid,
guys.
Let me do my job.
Just stop.
Do you ever, this is the thing I wanted to ask you. So if someone falls and like there's a steal, there's like a steal and then they rush to the other end, do you have to go and clean that up like really fast? Like when you're on the other side of the court. Yep. Do you ever get like nervous if they like come back?
I'm like, yeah, I'm always on the ground wiping up and kind of have my head up so I can see.
I've always seen like situations.
Yeah, sometimes on SportsCenter we see like towel guy gets dunked on. That'd be so bad. I'd have to retire.
Yeah, dude. If that ever happens, I'm gonna be like, oh no.
We'll
just got posterized.
Yeah. He was too slow.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'm going to be close to the court because we're going to leave like right when I get back to my apartment. I'm probably going to leave right away because I want that jersey.
Oh, what's the jersey?
It's like a replica. It's like the jersey that they're going to wear today. I'm assuming the white one.
Okay.
But it has just the number 77 on it.
Nice. Is it just one they're giving away or something?
Yeah, it's like the first 3,000 students or something like that. Yeah, so we're going to have to go.
Is it an actual jersey?
Yeah, I think so. It might be a little bit low quality.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But, like, they're giving away, so might as well try to get it. And
that's
pretty sweet. It's a whiteout.
Yeah.
I don't have any white mark. I only have this.
Yeah.
So, if none of my roommates have, I'm just going to wear my Red Hot Chili Peppers shirt.
Nice.
And hope I get a jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Or just take your shirt off at the game.
Yeah. I'm half white, so does that count?
Yeah. Yeah, some of the students are crazy, though. Like, being right there.
You hear the students?
Some of them just, it's so foul sometimes. It's like, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me feel embarrassed sometimes.
You're like, oh, I go to school with this kid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is a Catholic school, really?
Yeah.
But it's all good.
What was I going to say? Oh, there was so one of the games over, I think it was the Georgetown game here, and my roommate went to the game, and he said like there was two guys in front of him that were like every single time like someone fell on Marquette or like every time Marquette went up for a layup, they would always be like complaining for a foul and stuff, and they were just like wishing bad things about the ref and his family, and I'm like, he was texting me this, and I was like, what? I'm like, why?
And if you're pretty close to the court, like, everybody can hear you.
Exactly. And especially the other people, like, where, like, you're not in the student section, just, like, and you're just like, what's this kid doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is he on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The games are really fun, though, so.
They are super fun. And on TV, the announcers are always like, oh, what an environment here in Milwaukee.
Well, it's a sellout.
But it is. It's like.
They said they sold out this game, so.
Yeah, it's loud in there, too. Like, Marquette plays so well at home.
Yeah. So, I don't even know what the record is at home since, like, Shaka Smart joined.
I don't understand how they keep setting records.
Yeah, it says, like, oh, we set a new capacity, but, like, isn't the arena?
They're putting new seats in?
Yeah. It's like, maybe they're just, like, stacking people at the Sky Bar or something like that.
Yeah, I think they might do standing
But it's, like, 88, like, we're at max capacity, but we hit a new record somehow.
Yeah, I feel like they just keep letting in 10 more people.
How did this person get a ticket, you know? Yeah. Like, where are they going to sit? Where are they going to sit? You know,
they just
want
to keep setting records. Smart.
Well, that's good. I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely, we're definitely in a good, like, golden age, especially when we're here.
Yeah.
Because, like, I never would have known going, like, deciding to go to Marquette, knowing nothing about the basketball team.
Yeah,
it wasn't
important to me either.
No, and then I went to the Al game, didn't know any of the players.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is fun. And then they ended up being really good and winning the Big East that year.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never would have expected that.
Yeah, what a fun time to start at Marquette.
Yeah, and then the next 2 years, they've been really good as well. So, definitely lucky that I'm a part of, like, going to, like, a school at the time where they're basketball.
Yeah, right.
Or, like, any sport. It's like, I feel like it makes things so much more fun. Like,
yeah,
when
does.
When you look forward to, like, every single game.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely. I don't know. I think it's a good time.
Yeah, it's fun too this year because, I mean, I didn't think they would be as good as they are.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would be good as good as last year, but they're better probably.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy.
What do you got the score prediction today?
Score prediction? I think we'll win by probably 10 or so.
Yeah.
Specific Xavier's pretty score? Good. There's so many score prediction. 77-68, Marquette.
There you go. I'm going to say 75-69.
Okay, so like the exact
same thing. Same thing, but, well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how it
goes. There's so many teams in the Big East that you could lose to, that they're really good, but their records are like 500.
The last two games were nervous for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then both of those two teams played last night.
And DePaul won.
Yeah, I was watching that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people came over to the apartment before they went to, like, a party or something like that.
Yeah.
Put that on.
Yeah.
I was surprised that DePaul won. They broke their streak of, 29 straight games of losing.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't against us.
Yeah.
I was sweating bullets watching that game.
I was so scared. Yeah. My family tells me that DePaul used to be really good.
Yeah.
They're, like, one seed in the tournament mm-hmm. and stuff.
My dad went to graduate school there.
Oh, really?
So he's like sort of a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Big East is really competitive, and I think it's a good league mm-hmm. for basketball, at least. Every game is usually pretty close. Usually.
Yeah, they are really close. Like, even Marquette, the best team in the league, and DePaul, probably the worst.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about the St. John's game because.
Yeah, they're good.
Rick Pitino's got something cooking over there in New York.
He's good.
He's a good coach. I wonder if we're going to play in Madison Square Garden again against them.
Mm-hmm. I think they've been playing there more.
Yeah.
Because they can
better now,
sell more
so,
tickets now,
exactly.
probably.
And I remember the last game we played against St. John's there was another nervy game. I don't know if you remember it.
Yep.
It was like Kolek missed like 3 free throws.
Yeah.
It was just like,
always been close games against them.
Yeah, they're a good side. UConn, that's for National Marquette
Day. They're a good
Day.
Side.
They're good.
that's a soccer term,
bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
like, so that's a team, right? That's a synonym for team, right?
Yeah, a good side. Like a good, dude. I can't escape it. I can't escape it. My vocabulary
okay.
is just, I don't know.
It's all right.
I don't know how to explain it. I watch too much soccer, dude.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's an addiction.
Should be a good match between Marquette and Xavier today.
I did say that before. I was like, oh, so we're going to the match later? And they're like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, Gabe.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the game. I'm married to the game.
To the match.
Yeah. You see that interview about KD, about if he's like, in like a relationship or whatever, and he said no, and then like the first comment is like, bro's married to the game.
Yeah he's one of those people who he probably doesn't do anything else besides play basketball and think about basketball.
I heard he's a stoner.
Oh really?
I heard he is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I saw something about that too.
Which is funny. I wonder if he plays the game stone.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder if it enhances your abilities.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe when you're KD.
Maybe when you're KD, you're just too good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But just to move on.
Yeah.
Conversation, whatever. What has been your favorite moment at Marquette so far?
Favorite moment at Marquette?
Or like favorite like mm-hmm. time? Like
yeah.
Any specific moment, because like I remember here we did like a top five, but we can only do like one or something like that.
Yeah,
whatever you want.
I don't know, I love school. Like I do like school a lot. I love being in class.
Yeah.
To be honest,
no, it's a good thing. Yeah.
And we're I feel like we're so lucky because our major's so cool and our professors are like really great.
Yeah, they're really good. They're very accommodating for us and stuff.
Most of our classes are just, like, really fun, I feel like. I always want to be in class. I always want to go, because most of our professors just really make it exciting.
They're very passionate about it, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think the best part, one of the best parts about Marquette for me is meeting my girlfriend freshman year. I mean, that was...
Is she our age?
She's a year older, so this is her last semester here.
Oh, cool.
But, yeah, I was very lucky to meet her. And
how'd you meet her?
It's been great. in the dining hall, basically.
Oh, classic, dude.
Well, yeah, I was in the dining hall with Ethan, actually. We were eating some food, mm-hmm. and this guy came up to me and gave me this piece of paper, and he was like, oh, my friend wanted you to have this. He was Jacqueline's friend. And
what was his name?
Gabe. He doesn't go here anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, it was her number, and so I had, like,
oh, nice.
Had a chemistry lab that I had to finish that night, and so I finished it, and then I like, texted her, nice. And we met up a couple days later.
That's awesome.
At the brew.
Classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, you want to go to the brew? I've heard people take girls' dates to the annex before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Little annex date.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah, a little brew date.
Yeah,
little
brew date.
Commons date.
I was scared because I drank coffee a little bit at that point, but not much, and I didn't know, like,
the order.
If I just got black coffee, would she judge me or something? So I was like, I actually asked her. I was like, what should I get? And she's like, a latte. I was like, okay, what do I
What's
say?
What's a latte?
Yeah.
Now, are you a latte guy now?
No, of course not. No, I just drink coffee.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
'Cause you're a man.
We're simple guys. We're simple guys. I literally ask for, if I'm at Starbucks, like, people mm-hmm. order, like, the whole menu on in their drink and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, give me a light roast or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, just put coffee
yeah,
in the
just
thing.
Put coffee.
Put a little creamer in it, and just I'll be
on
my
way. I don't
care
if it's light or dark or medium.
Yeah, I don't care.
Pretty much the same.
Just like, let me pay like $3 for this, and
yeah,
let me be on my way.
I just don't want to pay for ice and oat milk.
Yeah, oat milk and I don't even know what else they put in that.
Yeah.
Steamed something, like three shots of
syrups.
Espresso syrup.
Yeah.
And make a whole chemical concoction.
Yeah,
death of caffeine.
Yeah, if you're like sucking those things down every day, like, one, it's not too great for you, but two, it's you just that's a good way to be broke, to, like, spending money.
That's
on
what
stuff
my
like
that's
that
what my mom is like, because her, like, when she teaches and stuff, like, she says,
yeah,
like, her coworkers are like, oh, I need to have coffee, mm-hmm. or I need to get Starbucks, but then
yeah.
you're spending like $5
every
a day,
day,
and then you look at it in a year,
$5 a day.
Multiply
it
by 365.
It's a lot, yeah.
Let's pull up the handy-dandy calculator.
Handy-dandy calculator.
That's
yeah,
$1,800.
Almost $2,000. Yeah.
For coffee.
Yeah. That's something I've been trying to do. Is just like,
we're students, man. We got to be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're not. That's the key. Even when you,
yeah,
you,
gotta
you are making money and you have more money. Got to keep your lifestyle
mm-hmm.
the
even
same.
If you're rich, you still got to be cheap in a sense. You got to be like, what's that, Mr. Krabs?
Yeah,
he's probably so rich, but he doesn't spend money.
Yeah,
so Mr. Krabs is a smart man.
Mm-hmm. I worked at a moving company, I probably told you, this summer, and we would, you know, get tips most of the time for the moves we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I could always tell, like, the people who were better off moving into bigger houses,
mm-hmm.
They would always tip, like, not
oh, yeah.
only proportionally less, but absolutely less than
yeah.
like other people.
That's why you want those houses, right?
Yeah.
Because they tip you more? That's like me and
no,
the
no,
kid.
No, they would tip less. I'm
oh, saying. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, I mean, I'm saying, like, part of, you know, wealthier people, they're more frugal.
I guess, yeah. That makes sense.
Every once in a while, they would have, like, a crazy tip. There was one house that was, like, 5,200 square feet. They bought us pizza. They bought us energy drinks, Gatorade, and then they tipped us a bunch.
That's
too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, those are the people that you know, there's some, like, man of the, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's
yeah.
like they help out a lot. It's mm-hmm. like me and caddy and stuff, but, like, yeah, you're
yeah.
right. Some of the richest members that I've caddied for, mm-hmm. they barely tip. And to be fair, mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell them what they should do with their money. But
yeah,
like,
I mean, they don't have to tip.
If I'm going
to
deal with you for 4 hours
yeah, exactly.
to listen to you yap to me about golf and how bad you are,
yeah.
I kind of want
That's
more money.
That's like what everybody talks about, right?
Yeah. They're just like, oh, I'm so bad. And then you have to be like, nah, you're not bad. You got this
yeah.
next shot. You know, you're going to hit it on the green.
Have another Miller.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you want me to get you another beer? Like,
I
could
help.
Do that for you. Might help. Which actually it could.
Could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get those beta adrenergic receptors calmed down.
Are you a big golfer?
No, I'm not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
You
I've
ever
golfed
wanna,
a few times in my life.
You ever want to get into golf?
I feel like you have to.
It's so fun, dude. I mean, that's why I love caddying, because it got me into golf and stuff. I'm not good, but I find a lot of pleasure in doing it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good How long have you caddied for?
I think this is going to be my last summer caddying, because if we're in the program, we're going to be up here in the summers, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So
this you're going to do it this summer?
Yeah, I think this is going to be my 8th year.
Wow.
I think.
So that's pretty much the summer job you've always had.
Always, like, I started going into freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Makes a little bit of sense. Maybe 7. I don't really know. I honestly couldn't keep the time, but I was a wee young lad.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've grown into. I would say I'm a good caddy there.
Mm-hmm.
Top caddy.
Like number one.
Maybe not number one, but like we give a rating system, and that's out of 5, and they average all year. And I've always had like an average rating of 5.
Nice.
Just putting that out there, because. If Tiger Woods, if Tiger Woods needs a caddy or something like that, you know.
He might be listening right now.
You know, Tiger?
Yeah.
I could.
Or I think his son's going to be really good. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're almost out of time here, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know the, what's that, hot ones, the ones about the chicken wings?
Oh,
and They always like. At the end, they're always like, what do you have to say for yourself for, like, a last, like, thing? So, I like doing that with people. So, what do you have to say to the fans, to your fans?
To my fans? I would say that something that I've been focusing on a lot, like, over the last year or so, is just gratitude. So, yeah.
Be grateful.
Be grateful, because it's huge. It just makes you so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, you know, I always thought this was kind of corny for a while, but I start every day, I write down 3 things I'm grateful for.
There you go.
And then when I go to bed at night, I write down some things I'm grateful for.
It's a great
way to bookend your day.
Yeah, staying positive.
Staying positive and being grateful, because we all have so much to be grateful for.
Exactly. So it's an honor to be on the earth.
It is.
It's an honor
to
be.
It's crazy that we're here. The odds are that you're so small.
The honor to be at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor to have the opportunities and
yeah, do cool stuff like
this.
Do
cool stuff, because, you know, not everybody has the same opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
So you just got to be grateful. Yeah. Just like you said, this is probably one of the best closeouts we've had so far.
Nice.
Good start to 2025,
oh, yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
For a year or a good semester of podcasts that we're going to have here. And obviously, you'll definitely be on the show sometime later this semester.
That's true. Yeah,
but yeah, it's a good way to start jump start the year, and hopefully we have a good game day, good nice another W in the book,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
We'll go from there. But
appreciate you having me on, Zach.
Yeah, do you have a song in mind?
Yeah, let's do. It's called Serotonin.
By who?
What do you got there?
By the Blessed, or by Highly Suspect?
I don't think so. Do,
who sings it?
We'll have to, I can't remember. It's okay, we'll pivot. Let's see. Let's do Call Me the Breeze.
By
Leonard Skinner.
Ooh.
This one will get you going for your Saturday.
Going. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, yeah, this is, Yeah, this has been Zach and Will for this morning. I hope you enjoyed it. This will be uploaded later, so if anybody wants to listen to it, they're not live. But yeah, appreciate everybody joining. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, appreciate you, Zach.
Good luck at the game.
Thank you.
Wipe up some good sweat.
Absolutely.
Try to reduce some injuries.
That's right, always.
And yeah, we'll see everybody next week. But yeah, everybody have a good Saturday. Stay warm. I'm going to go to the hospital.